Nelly, it's Apple Cup week.
Yes. We're going to win.
Are we? Yogi Roth,
we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you. Stick around. We're going to tell you how the Cougs win the Apple Cup next.
Well, Yogi Roth seems to think we're going to win. Did you watch that Pac-12 preview on the game?
No.
He seems to forget that our offense just can't function against the Huskies. He said,
did he predict a score?
He did not predict a score. He just predicts that we're going to win. So, I don't know.
Why?
For whatever that's worth. But
Yogi Roth really likes us.
How great is ball? Hashtag.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm out.
Well, how about that key game on Saturday? Beans.
Oof, man.
You thought we were gonna win the whole time, didn't you?
The whole time?
Yeah, the entire game. You were cocky about it.
Yeah, I was. After we turned it over the first two possessions, after our defense gives up another 600 plus yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really good.
So I watched the Pac-12 football in 60 today.
I did too. Not today, but I watched it, I think, Monday or Tuesday night.
I completely forgot that we turned the ball over the first two possessions of the game.
Yeah, we threw the pick at like the goal line. And
that was
then
a terrible
Harris fumbled
pass.
The ball.
I don't know where that was going.
It was horrible. It's horrible.
And then the Travell Harris fumble.
I don't understand these receivers. I mean, I get fighting for yards, but get down.
Mm-hmm.
Just get on the ground.
Yep. Yep. I know. And what's funny is Travell Harris really didn't play a whole lot after that.
No, he didn't. Leach yanks those guys.
Yeah. He.
Yeah, you're right. Harris didn't play.
Because Calvin Jackson came. I think Calvin Jackson took his spot, didn't he?
Well, Calvin Jackson plays outside. Harris is inside.
Well, then who else was
playing
inside?
That's why Renard Bell got more snaps.
No, but Renard Bell was playing because Arcanado got hurt.
Well, who's the other inside guy?
I don't know. That's why I thought the inside guys ended up being Calvin Jackson, Renard Bell, but if you're telling me, you'd know better than me. I can't figure out what position.
Calvin plays outside. I don't remember him playing the slot. I'm trying to – yeah, who would have occupied that? Who else do we have? It's hard to keep track. Let me go back to the stats. Yeah, because Arcanado didn't come in until, like, the last couple drives.
No. Well, because it's – I mean, Aesop, Renard Bell, Calvin Jackson, Patman,
yeah.
Tay Martin, Arcanado, Travell. Well, Travell Harris had three catches, though. He had three catches?
Did he really?
I thought he had one.
When?
I thought he had that one catch and he was done.
Yeah, maybe Calvin did play inside a little bit. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Those guys can probably, I don't know.
Huh. So, a couple quick takes. I think the meat of this pod, we want to obviously talk about Apple Cup and break that down. But some juicy bits on the Beans Cougs game. I think it was, I don't know. I think during our conversation last week, I think it shaped up to be basically exactly what we both thought. High scoring. We weren't going to be able to stop them. They wouldn't be able to stop us. I don't know. What were your kind of maybe like one or two things you found encouraging and something you were kind of discouraged by?
I'm discouraged that our defense has gotten not any better.
Yeah. The tackling is just unbelievable.
The tackling, it's like, what are we working on during the week? Mm-hmm. That's what I think about. I mean, I got to tell you, Rock Bell and Tony and Darcell McBath need to be fired the day after the season.
Yeah. Well, it yeah.
They might be fired. Leach might be gone anyway. So
yeah, that may take care of itself.
But the fact that we, again, I don't remember the stat or the number, but the amount of like explosives, which I think is 20 plus yards, that we've given up this year is insane.
Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I think we gave up seven of them alone in the Beaver game. That sound right or more?
Well, shit. I mean, and these the hard part of what we see here is, outside of that one catch that tight end had at the goal line, remember when we had him like quadruple covered?
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me the most is during these last, I don't know, these last few years, our DBs cannot play the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have zero ball skills. Yeah. I mean, I understand it's hard playing cornerback, but wouldn't you think you'd like try to locate the ball? Like you're at the end of the day, you're trying to get the ball. You're not, yeah. I mean, turn around and make a play. I don't understand it.
I feel like Marcus Strong's regressed.
Fuck, they all have. They're horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and we should probably stop kicking guys off the fucking team. That yeah. might be a good place to start.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, this, I mean, we looked okay, you know, at times, right? I mean, we got lucky on that fourth down play they incompleted. Mm-hmm. I mean, that yep. should have been a completion.
Yep.
And I don't blame Smith for going for it.
No, I think it was a good call.
Yeah. I mean, our defense is horrendous. And it was what, fourth and two or fourth and
four.
Three?
Four. Four. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they could have probably run it and got it, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we were down, what, 11 or no, what? What were we down?
In the fourth? We're down 11 points.
Yeah. We're down 11 points with, yeah. what, like 3:30 left?
Yeah, they scored basically 21 points in virtually a three-minute span.
I mean, they scored 29 in the fourth quarter. What in the hell?
There was 50 points between the two teams, basically. 48 points in yeah. the fourth quarter between the two teams. So the Beavers wow. scored 29 – well, they scored, you know, they scored 24 points the first three quarters, and they scored 29 in the fourth quarter.
The hard part for me is just we're literally a one-sided football team.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's just hard. It's really hard to watch, and I'm sure you like literally every time we're on defense, it's like they're going to score. Like yeah. there's no way they don't score.
Yeah,
and that's hard to accept.
You got to look at this. Are you on the ESPN?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look at the win probability graphic.
Win probability graphic. Let's see. Where do you go to find that?
Where oh, I look the scoring summary.
they were 90. So wait a minute here.
They were 98.
98%
chance to win after.
At the 210 mark.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean, they were I've never 90... seen one of these graphs nosedive like that. That's hilarious.
What it looked like for UCLA, that's what I want to know.
Oh, jeez.
They were 94.8% with 5:33 left.
But we were... When we're up 3 points... Yeah, we're up 3 points early in the fourth quarter. We're at 90%. And then...
How is that?
And then basically 4 minutes, 6 minutes later, it goes all the way up to Beavers 93%. Bizarre.
I mean, and you forget we turned the ball over five times. I mean, you can't... Yeah. This team's just so undisciplined. That's, yeah. I mean, it's sloppy. There's no fundamentals. It's, I mean, sure, we're fun to watch. We had 641 yards and 35 first downs. And Anthony Gordon's statistically the best quarterback ever in the Pac-12. Yep. And here we are, 6-5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play this woulda, coulda, shoulda bullshit. I heard some guy, some Beaver guy, that said, oh, we're like three plays away from being 8-3 or 9-2. And yeah. I literally wanted to just rip my ears off my head.
Yeah. Why don't you look at other, before you make a comment like that, and look, all things considered, he's probably not far from the truth, but playing They've the woulda, coulda, shoulda game.
But
I mean, look at us. We're yeah. How many defensive stops at the end of games this year? Away Oregon. From being an 8 or 9 win team ourselves.
Oregon, UCLA, Arizona State, Cal. I mean, Cal and
I mean, if we had an assemblage of a defense, we win that Cal game.
Yeah, but
so that's where it's just like, you know. I don't know.
I know.
But
well, what do you do?
Yeah.
But we came back. That's a game. I think we both agree we always lose.
Always.
Or, you know,
and we're the team on the other side. Yeah. The way that I was texting you, I said the way the Beavers lost, being an up and coming program about to make their first bowl game in a long time, and then just to get your throat stomped on in like the worst way possible. I mean, how many times has that been us?
Yep. Every time.
Yeah.
And I mean, I even thought that last play, I'm like, there's no way we're going to get this in.
No, we're going to throw some stupid ass.
We're going to throw some fade to the corner. Or
we're going to throw that quick slant to Arcanado to get batted down. Or we'll hand it off to Borgie and he'll get he'll trip on the back of one of our offensive linemen or like something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how you were watching the game. And obviously it sounds like I'm trying to make myself sound like a genius here, but before we lined up to run that play, I'm screaming at the TV to hand the ball off to Borgie.
There was nobody in the box.
There was, even before we got on the field, I'm like, I trust giving the ball to him.
If you can't run for 2 yards, I mean, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
And we did it easy. I mean, it looked, that was the last thing I thought I'd see is how easy we got in the end zone.
And then our guys, after we score, are like losing their minds, rightfully so.
Oh my God.
But then we immediately send the kicking team out there to kick an extra point. And I turn to Molly and I go, this fucking thing's going to get blocked and return the other way.
That's one of the smartest things we've ever done is
ever.
Just kneel the ball.
Ever.
Ever. I honestly thought they were going to run that kickback.
Yeah, I did too. I know there were a few moments where they kind of like scooted out of some stuff and we had like our whole team on one side of the field. And I'm like,
this is, Oh, well, I do feel a little bad for the Bean fans because I don't think they're going to beat the Ducks, but
no. But I had a nice little bet with a Beans fan for a bottle of hard booze. So I have a nice fresh bottle of Jack D. Honey headed my way.
Ooh.
I'll look forward to sharing with you.
First sip presented by Jack D.
Yep. First sip Apple Cup.
Craig.
First sip Apple Cup Week Edition presented by Jack D. Honey.
Give Craig a nip tomorrow.
Yeah. Craig's going to get a nip whether he likes it or not.
Yes.
But, I mean, we won the damn game, so we can bitch and moan all we want.
Yeah, that was a great win. I mean,
we're bowl eligible. And I think what's really fun going into this Apple Cup, and we'll kind of break this thing down a little bit. So you and Dev earlier, it's the first Apple Cup, in what, 4 years, 5 years, where we're kind of lost money. Like, it really, other than pride of the game and, you know, just going from a extremely shitty bowl to a not as shitty bowl. We're kind of just playing with house money. I feel like our guys can go out there and freewheel it. And the Huskies they're having a season that they didn't, you know, they're kind of having a season they didn't expect to have. So I don't know.
Well, you'd sure like to think so. I guess I'll believe it when I see it, but the weather doesn't look like it'll be a factor as far as what I've seen.
Looks like mid-low 40s and sunny.
Yeah, that's great. I'm just pulling up the history of the Apple Cup here.
Last
time we won was 2012, and that game we came back with Tool.
That was Leach's first year.
Right, and Sark. Is that Sark?
That was Sark. Yeah, I was at that one. They had that wild. So the Huskies were driving down. Remember, it was the last possession of regulation. Huskies drive down and they're driving down to kick a field goal to win the game. And Keith Price gets that false start penalty on like the bobbing his head while saying hike thing.
Yes.
And Sark just lost his mind. And I don't know, they got like a 5-yard penalty and it kind of put him out of sorts. Then I think they got another penalty and they had this like jack wagon kicker with a knee brace on that just duffed the kick.
I remember that. Gotta go back and watch that. So we've won one of the last 10 Apple Cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put a graphic up last week during the Beaver game, and it was like, the Huskies have won 9 of 10 Apple Cups, and I think the Ducks have won, like, 10 of 11 Civil Wars.
Yeah, so pretty one-sided. God, we lost 30-0 in 2009. I don't remember that.
I do. I was there.
Well, why do you keep going to these things?
That was the one at UW, wasn't it?
I guess you were a student at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at UW.
I think we started Kevin Lopina in that game.
Wait a minute. Which was the one I went to? Which one was the one at CenturyLink? I think that was 2011.
Yeah, that was the one where that was Wolf's last game, I think.
Yeah, I was at that game, I remember.
We kind of played pretty good.
We were in there.
Remember that we had that kind of tunnel screen to Marquise Wilson? I remember he housed it, and it was kind of like, yeah, we're going to have a little game here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. We've been ranked the last four Apple Cups, 20th, 23rd, 14th, and 8th. So, I mean, you're right. I mean, it was in 2016, it was number 6, Washington, versus number 23, Cougs, a lot to play for. 2017, number 15, Washington, versus 14, Cougs, a lot to play for. Last year, number 16, Huskies, versus number 8, Cougs, a hell of a lot to play for, especially for us.
Yeah.
So this, you're right, this is the first year, and even 2015, we were ranked 20th. So that was kind of our coming out party, I guess, with Leach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is really, the first time in 5 years we're in a bowl. You know, there's no pressure. I mean, there's pressure. It's a rivalry game, but there's not these big stakes. I mean, nobody cares nationally about this game.
No.
So you feel like the guy, I mean, hopefully they go in there and they go and want to kick their ass, and the Huskies just are, I don't know, they're done with the, I don't know if that'll happen or not, but I don't know. I want to feel optimistic, and part of me does, but I just, the game's been so similar the last few years, it's hard to get over it.
Well, it's, yeah, there's, and I think if we're being fair with ourselves, we're making realistic, valid points, but to some degree, it is still kind of gasping at reasons to believe why we. I mean, it would just, you know, the last handful of years, ever since that Peterson regime has been over there, we have not been able to. I mean, so let's look at it. I don't. So 12. So 13 was Leach's first year. So we go with 17 points. 13 points,
yep.
10 points, 17, 14, 15. We haven't scored 20 points against a Chris Peterson UW team.
20. That's just flat out horrendous.
We haven't scored 20. And I don't think And I don't think we've scored a touchdown in the first quarter. I saw a tweet from Theo.
No. You're right. We're always way down going into the second quarter.
So, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but to me, I feel like we're going to get a really good sense for how this game's going to go after, like, the first
quarter. Honestly, we're going to know after the first drive. Mm-hmm. We're either going to get the ball, we're going to go three and out, or we're going to go score.
Yeah.
The Huskies are either going to get the ball. If they get the ball, they're going to score on some dumb fucking trick play.
Yep.
And then we're like, okay, well, we're screwed.
Yep.
But you know, if we go down and score, okay. Like, I don't know.
It's tough for me. There's signs to point to why we could come out and win this game. We should win this game. If you just look at the facts.
Yeah.
And
it's hard to ignore that.
Yeah, and we all know. Like, I think that's where we all know the type of ship that Leach runs, and there's going to be no adjustments. There's going to be no creativity. There's going to be no we've done this the last 6 years or whatever, and it hasn't worked, so why don't we, like, try and add this little wrinkle during the Apple Cup? He's going to say, we just need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's just like, I mean, those guys have just had our number, and their staff hasn't changed. Their players have changed a little bit, but I don't know. It's kind of, we can, you kind of just got to show us.
I mean, the Huskies, the last 2 weeks, they've looked pretty anemic on offense. I mean, last week they couldn't run the ball.
No.
Which is odd.
They had, I mean, 35 yards rushing against Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, they had total – they had 238 yards last week.
Mm-hmm. Colorado has, I think, the 11th-ranked defense in the conference too.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw someone tweet about that.
Well, what are we, 12th?
No, we're like 9th or 10th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How can it get worse?
I don't know. let me see how I can figure this. But I saw someone tweet, and I could be very wrong here, so I'm going to validate. But I think Stanford and Colorado have the two worst defenses. And then I think it's like the Beans are technically slightly worse than us, and I think we're like 9th, which is just
unbelievable. What gets me a little nervous, just looking at the numbers, the Beavers had 119 yards against the Huskies. 119.
Yep. Yep.
So, I just know they flip a switch in this game. I just know Jacob Eason's going to look like a Heisman-esque quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
These receivers are going to be wide open.
Yep.
They're going to just be running down the field, nobody on them. And they're going to run that counter play or that power play to Ahmed all day long, and he's going to gash us. I just know it.
Yep.
I don't see any other way. So unless we somehow score, which – you're right. We haven't scored 20 points. We're going to not have to score 20. We're going to have to score more than 30. We're going to probably have to score, I'd say, at least 35 points to have a chance.
Yeah.
Just because our defense. I mean, we have no shot on D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just based on history, again, that's where it's hard to get over. We're going to all of a sudden, I don't know. I mean, I guess things have to change at some point. Maybe they change this year, but.
Yeah. So I'm looking at some defensive stats here. So Utah's far and away got the best defense in the conference. They're giving up 10.9 points per game, which is just bonkers. And they're only giving up 55 yards rushing a game. I mean, it's insane. The Huskies are third, 21 points a game. So they're third in the conference in points per game given up. They are third in the conference in yardage given up, so third best. As far as passing yardage, they're second. So they don't give up a lot of yards through the air. Their rushing defense is kind of middle of the pack, around fifth. But if you look at us, I mean, as bad as we are, we're giving up the eighth most points per game in the conference. Colorado, Oregon State, UCLA, and Arizona are worse than us.
Is this just conference games, or is it everything?
Overall. And then yardage-wise, we're 11th.
So. Checked. I didn't hear anything you just said.
You didn't hear anything I just said?
Sorry, folks. Technical difficulties. I didn't hear like anything after I asked. Is it conference games or everything? I lost you.
Everything.
Everything. Okay.
Everything. So then, as far as yards per game, we're giving up. We're 11th.
Yards per game. We're 11th. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
8th in pass yards. 11th in rush yards. So that's where it's like, if you look at this. So, okay, our defense maybe is not as bad as we it's terrible. But compared to the rest of the conference, there's a lot worse. But what's concerning is we're one of the worst defenses against the rush.
Yep.
UW's very good running, typically very good at running the ball. I think last week is somewhat of an outlier.
Yep.
And they're number two in the conference in pass defense.
Yeah, I don't like some of those stats. You know what else we're really bad at? Getting off the field on third down.
Yep.
It's like, oh, here's third and 15. They're going to pick it up.
Yep. Yep. Interesting enough, I think probably in looking at this has probably been a little bit of the Achilles heel of the Huskies defense this year. I feel like they typically are at the top or near the top in sacks per game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is in Apple Cups, but I feel like our O-line has not played well. They only have two more sacks on the year. Than we do. They don't really get at the quarterback much.
No, they don't. And what they've got, they've only got 5, 7, 9 picks on the year.
Yep.
So, you know, I think their D is down for sure.
We have 9 picks on the year.
Yeah, well. So, if there's ever a year, you know, it's – God, I wish we had last year's team for this game. I mean, talk about a woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like some of this stuff does not I don't know. I just – yeah. Last year's team against this year's Husky team, and oh boy.
The one thing I like too is Eason's not mobile, which helps us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it simplifies things for us. I don't know. I'm nitpicking here, but
David Davis Mills or whatever the hell it was for Stanford mobile? No. Was Luton mobile? That's no. True.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys just nuke us and they can't. You and I can move in
the beans. It was funny. They tried.
Oh my keep, God.
Like those. It's like, what are they doing?
I know.
Like Luton can't. He's running to the far side of the field. Yeah. It's like, dude, you're not going to outrun us. As bad as we are, you're not going to do that.
Or they ran that zone read and he literally could have handed it to Jefferson or Pierce, whoever the hell it was. And the guy has a gaping hole for like 15 yards and he kept it and they lost like 5. It's like, thanks. Yep. Thanks, Jake.
Yep. You know what the Huskies are going to kill us on? What play? They're going to put that Richard Newton guy in the Wildcat, and they are absolutely going to ream us. Have you seen them run that thing? They always put that Richard Newton guy in. Who's like their number? They got Newton and Sean McGrew with Ahmed. They put that Newton guy in the Wildcat. They are absolutely going to just bend us over. Watch it. And we're going to debrief on that.
Okay.
They'll probably run one off for like 50 yards.
I believe you.
Yeah. We're going to know early on in this thing. I truly believe it. I mean, we're going to either know we've got a fighting chance or we don't.
Yeah.
And we should. If we don't, it's another sad state of affairs.
Yep. God, in conference play, the Huskies are averaging 25 points a game on offense.
Oh, what are we averaging?
40, basically.
Yeah.
Averaging our – just at conference games at home this year, we're averaging like 52 points a game or something stupid.
Isn't that nuts?
It's just bonkers.
Well, Gordon's he's leading the country in passing by like 900 yards.
900 yards, yeah. I was looking at earlier. He's leading Burrow.
Jahad Woods is 9th in tackles.
Really?
In the country.
I would not have guessed that.
No. Well, I guess somebody's got to make a
tackle. Where would he be if he didn't – I don't know. I shouldn't say anything.
If the rest of his teammates didn't suck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like he's missed his fair share of tackles. Oh, he's this year too, yeah. But
I wouldn't say he's had a great year by any means.
No. Did you see? Just quick side. Did you see that Mel Kiper tweet that I sent you and Dev about his top 10 quarterbacks for the 2020 draft?
When?
Don't look at it if you haven't. I'll read it off to you. It's comedy.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so. Mel Kiper, he tweeted this today, earlier today. His top 10 quarterbacks for the 2020 NFL draft.
Okay.
These are including guys that obviously could go back to school, but.
Are you going from 10 down?
I think I'm going to go from. Do you want me to start at 10 or 1?
Start at 10.
Okay. So number 10. This is like the funniest one of the whole thing.
Okay.
He's a Pac-12 quarterback in the South. Steven Montez.
What?
Yes.
Based on what?
I don't know. Supposedly the 10th best quarterback in this draft, and he's got asterisks on five guys. Technically, all five of these guys go back to school, which they won't. He's the 5th best quarterback in the draft.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Okay.
Number 9th, he has Anthony Gordon.
Okay.
8, he has Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
7, he's got Jordan Love from Utah State.
Okay.
Number 6, KJ Costello.
What?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I don't understand that.
Number 5, Jake Fromm. 4, Jacob Eason.
Mm-hmm.
3, Justin Herbert. So Herbert's not even the best quarterback in the whole draft. He's technically the 3rd best. Number 2 is Tua, and 1's Joe Burrow.
Is what year is Burrow? I know he transferred.
Well, it sounds like he there's no asterisk, so it means he can't return to school. So he's got to be a senior, right?
Let me look here. Joe Burrow is a senior.
Yeah. But how about that? You have KJ Costello, number 6, Steven Montez, number 10. Steven Montez. Has Mel watched him throw the ball? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You there?
Yeah, that was weird. It, like, cut out for, like, 40 seconds.
What is happening?
I don't know. I'll edit that out.
Okay, well,
But I don't what I said when I cut off was, can you believe that? KJ Costello, number 6, and Steven Montez, number 10.
So Costello's played what, 3 games
this year?
This year, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, probably 3 or 4.
Montez, I will never forget that game. He literally single handedly lost Colorado the game versus us early on.
The guy's terrible.
How is Mel Kiper? There's no way he watches these games.
I mean, you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What is going on?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, there's no way Mel Kiper is actually watching these games. Is he just looking at, like, bios of, like, what their measurements are?
Probably.
It's unreal.
Well, I'm about done with him and McShay after that fucking Oregon game. McShay was horrendous. Oh, my God. I'm completely out.
I literally can't comprehend how bad he was.
Wow, that I'll have to read that article. I mean, not for anything that I'm going to put stock into, but
yeah, pretty good.
I mean, how is Jalen Hurts below Costello?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
I'm not saying Jalen Hurts should be in the top 3, but I feel like he's had an incredible year. The guy's a dual threat quarterback.
Yep.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
Huh. Wow. That's interesting.
Thanks, yeah. Mel. Partner, you hit window tonight.
Yes.
Nice parlay. 17?
17 parlay tonight.
How fun is that?
Yeah, I'll never do anything cooler. Going out on a high.
Would you win like $700?
Yeah. I put $100 on it.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to use that $700 to go buy a nice hotel room in Seattle tomorrow night and stay up there and go watch us win the Apple points.
Just have some room service Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just myself. No family, no friends, just me.
That's good. So Benny will be at the game. You can meet him there.
Benny. When's Benny get on the pod?
Never.
Okay. That's what I figured.
You got any action for tomorrow, these NFL games?
Yeah, I was looking at that. I don't like any of the games. That's my problem.
Well, two of them should be somewhat lopsided.
So we got Lions Bears in Detroit. Yeah. We got Cowboys Bills in Dallas. And what's the other game?
Saints at Falcons.
Well, that's right. So,
Did you see the whole Lions QB debacle though?
Yeah, I know. I just
they're starting some undrafted.
I know. Rookie. I just have a weird feeling that the what's the line on that?
I think it's like 5 or 6.
I just have a weird feeling the Lions win that game.
The Bears' defense is so good.
I know, but I don't know. I just have a hard time getting excited about the Bears. I mean, they still, at the end of the day, they got to go score.
Yep.
And I don't think anybody's seen anything from the Bears the last few weeks that gives us any reason to believe that.
Yep. And do you know why? Why I like that? That's why I hammered under.
What is that? That's good.
37.
Hammer the under, people. Man, that's a great bet. I'm going to do that. I think I'm not betting on a team. I'm betting on the under.
Well, I bet on teams and I hit under on Cowboys Bills too. That thing's 46.5. There's no way.
But yeah, that Cowboys game was what? 13? What was it? 16-9 with the Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah. Bills have a good defense. They're always in low scoring games.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hit under on both those.
Pretty confident the Saints will win. I think Dev made a good point. It's like they just got beat by the Falcons. The Falcons aren't very good.
Nope.
And the Saints are gonna be motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pretty good about the Saints. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the Cowboys. I still feel like that's a game the Bills could go in and win.
Maybe.
I mean, I know the Bills aren't great anyway, but I mean, they're 8-3. They win games. I mean, I guess you can't understate that, whether it's ugly or pretty.
It's fair.
I don't know. I don't have a good touch with NFL. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to bet tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm certainly hitting the under on that Detroit game.
Yeah. I like under on Detroit, under on the Bills, Cowboys, and then I just picked the winner of each game.
Did you?
Parlay. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious who I picked.
So you did three separate bets?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't parlay the two unders?
No, because I'm stupid. And hit one, and then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I should hit this other one instead of just parlaying them together. So, no. Rather than, betting $6 to win – I mean, I guess how much
you're money up are
you
considerably.
Throwing away? How much money are you throwing away not parlaying?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably not much. How much did you put on the unders?
$3 each. Three to win, like basically like 570.
Yeah, I don't think much.
So it would have been, I think it probably would have been the same because I think, I don't know. I don't know. I'm too stupid to figure it out. I don't know.
God, you are hot.
If the Suns screwed me tonight. If the Suns would have won, I would have won big on my parlay.
Did you buy season tickets to the Suns games yet?
God, I'm never betting on the Suns again. Mark my words for a sip.
Well, I don't know why you keep betting on them.
Because they're big favorites. They were like plus 290 tonight.
I know, but all their guys are out.
I know. No, Rubio played tonight.
Well, our guy Baines didn't play. There's your answer.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Ever since he got hurt, they have struggled.
See, there you go. All right. You are not allowed to bet on the Suns. If you bet on the Suns anymore, you owe me a dollar every time.
I'm just going to transfer my scoreboard funds to your Venmo if I bet on the Suns again.
Yep.
Okay.
No more Suns.
No more.
You're good with the Clippers. Keep hitting the Clippers.
I know. I'm pretty good with Clippers, Lakers. I mean, I'm pretty good with, like, all the good teams in the league. Just keep hammering.
That Lakers game was interesting tonight. I watched the end of that.
God, they really made a – they were getting their ass kicked early in that game.
I'm going to make a real quick point on that. I don't like Anthony Davis.
I'm not a big fan either.
I was watching the end of that game, and this will be my last point on this, but he just acted like, I don't know. I mean, he just seemed like he was being a dick. Like, if I was in New Orleans, I'd be booing his ass, and he should expect that.
Yeah.
Like, the way he went about that whole thing last year, I mean, what a diva. And the guy literally, as you say, he gets hurt every game.
Yeah. End of the third quarter today.
Hurt.
I was like, oh, he may have just shattered his elbow.
Locker room. Yeah. He's like made of glass.
Yeah. He literally goes to the locker room once a week during a game.
It's going to be sad. I think when he's like early 30s, he's just going to be worn down.
Yeah.
I don't know how long of a career he's going to have.
For his sake, I hope that's not the case, but it seems like that may be where we're trending.
Anyway, so let's keep hammering the NBA action. Yeah. We got an off day tomorrow, but
I'm kind of bummed about that. I'm wondering. Yeah. I may have gone a little too aggressive on the NFL, but I don't know. It's just you got to have something to.
Well, let's be honest. The games aren't that exciting themselves, so you got to get a little action on them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited to see what you drum up. Are you for sure going to hit that under?
Oh yeah. Yes.
Can you look right now? If I would have parlayed those unders, what would that have done?
Yeah, let me get my phone here real quick. Hang on. Here. So if you would have parlayed the unders. Okay. So
let's say if I would have bet $3 and parlayed.
Okay. So if you would have bet that, maybe I'll just do that. $3 is a little rich for me. I don't have $1,000 in my account like you do.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Let's see here. So you're talking, okay, NFL. God damn, if this thing ever worked for once.
How bad is that?
God. I just keep going into it, though. So you're going, so 37 is the over-under on the Lions game. Hit the under. 46.5 in the Bills Cowboys?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Under.
Okay, so parlay, $3, 11-19.
What about parlay, $6?
I can't do six. I can only do five.
No, yeah, you can. Just hit, put your thumb on the number, and you can type it in.
Oh,
Jesus. God. Wow.
$6 to win 22-38.
Fuck me. Yeah, I'm just throwing money down the drain. Yeah, I basically threw, by separating those bets, I threw $15 down the drain if they both hit.
So let's see here. I bet two. Yeah, I might bet $2 on the under, and Saints.
Ooh, I see. I like that.
Bet $2 to win $9.98.
Yeah, that's smarter betting than I did. I just hit it like a dipshit. All these different bets that probably are all not going to hit. But
God, that's fun. You ever want to pull the trigger on one of those first touchdown things just for the hell of it?
I did. Like right when I first got the app.
Did you?
It was like a Patriots Monday night game, and I bet like a dollar that it was going to be like James White that scored the first touchdown. It was like Sonny Michelle instead.
But How fun is that though?
But it was plus like 1,200 or some shit.
Can I bet Khalil Mack to score the first touchdown?
God, that's got to be like plus 8 million.
Plus a million?
Yeah.
Cordero Patterson will probably house the kick.
Yeah, right.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to definitely get some action on this stuff.
What time these games start?
9:30 Pacific.
Love it.
Yeah.
Just in time for Porter to finish watching the dog show.
Porter.
Do you watch the dog show every year?
I remember you talking about this. I watched a little bit of it last year. Is it the big one? Like the
It's like that Westminster dog show. It's right after the Macy's parade or whatever.
God, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Gotta watch that. Can we get some bets on that? What are the odds in each category?
Let me hammer a corgi.
Corgi plus 650.
Yeah, that thing is pretty good. Some of those dogs, I'm like, eh. Don't get too excited. Some of the dogs, I'm like, eh.
Porter would not be allowed. The Labradoodle is not an officially accepted breed by the
American Kennel. Because it's a mix?
I think so, yeah. I think it's kind of like
you gotta be like a purebred thing or what?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, screw that.
Yeah. What are your plans for tomorrow? Just watch football and hanging with your family tomorrow night?
Oh, I got to go to Erica's grandparents for a breakfast tomorrow. I'll go see them at their senior home, which I should have no rhyme or reason should I be eating food in the morning. But Yep, my parents in the evening watching. I know the Ducks and Gonzaga play basketball tomorrow.
Against each other?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Shit.
Erica asked me honestly today, and I have no shame. She's like, "Who are you rooting for?" I'm like, "I'm rooting for the Ducks."
I think I am too.
I can't. I literally. I tell you what. My dislike for that GU program, it rivals Duck football. I mean, and then I get all these fucking social media things from people in Spokane about the Zags. I'm like, come on.
Kearney.
Oh. I'm rooting for Oregon. I hate to say that, but I am.
No, I am too. Are you going to say Sco Ducks? Sco?
No. Jesus. What was that Nike shirt, that Gonzaga one that Dev sent us? What'd that say?
Didn't say like Swoosh U or Buckets U?
Oh, yeah. Swoosh U. Jesus. I'm buying that for Dev for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, Dev, send me your updated address. Thanks.
Dev, we'll get you on the next pod.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, what are we at time wise here?
Now we're at 50 minutes. What else were we going to talk about?
I think this kind of covers it. I think we're going to do a little predictions for Friday, and let's do a prediction for Friday, and then a prediction for what bowl game we play in.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's do what we did last week and hammer some of these big games.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Let's see. That was kind of fun.
That was fun. So
what was the other part of what you just said?
I was going to say, let's hammer some of these big games. Then let's apple cut prediction. Then we'll predict what bowl game we land in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
So, there's not, well, Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah. When's that on?
9 a.m.
That's going to be a fun. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
Yeah. 9 a.m. That'll be a good one to wake up to. So 9 a.m. Ohio State's only favored by 9.5.
God, I think Michigan covers that. Michigan's playing well. And I didn't love what I saw from Ohio State that second half last week. Over under 50. Man, God, that's another one of those rivalry games like the Apple Cup. It's so one-sided lately. Looks like the weather's going to be a little dicey.
I mean,
that's what it says on this ESPN thing. To me, that favors probably Ohio State.
Yeah, it says rain and snow with a high of 37.
I'm going to say 27-21 Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say like 20. I'm going to say 23-17 Ohio State.
Yeah.
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 Next one would probably be, God, a lot of these big games are Big Ten, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Wisconsin's favored by 2.5.
Game day. Minnesota, yeah. Game day.
Wisconsin's favored by 2.5. Over under is 46.5.
I think I like Minnesota. I can't bet on Wisconsin. I just can't watch them play football.
No.
I've at least watched Minnesota, and I just love PJ Fleck, though. I mean, let's be honest. But
yeah, right.
They got a couple receivers that I've seen that are absolute monsters. Yeah. I know Wisconsin's got a good defense, but it's at Minnesota. I like the Golden Gophers in this one.
I do too. I don't want to keep agreeing with you on all these picks, but I like Minnesota getting some points here. And
yeah, they're getting,
I think it probably goes, again, bad weather, rain and snow, 36. So,
well,
I don't know, probably
Wisconsin, but
under and Minnesota. So probably, what, a 17-14 game?
Yep, something low scoring in Big Ten fashion.
Yep. Alabama, Auburn.
Here? Yeah, that's Alabama's favored by 3. Is that what I'm saying?
4.5 is what I'm seeing.
Why is mine not updated?
I don't know. I'm looking at Yahoo, so I don't know. No. I don't know what's
I'm
actually
on this stupid ESPN app.
Alabama favored by 4.5, over under 50.5.
Man, I've seen Auburn. Auburn's defense is good. Alabama's defense is also good, and I don't, that Bo Nix kid has not done anything all year. Gosh, that's tough. I haven't seen that. I mean, that Alabama played that cupcake last week. I don't know anything about their backup quarterback.
No Tua.
God, part of me wants to say Auburn wins that.
Matt, their backup is Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac.
Cousin Mac.
Your cousin Mac.
Cousin Mac.
I'm going Auburn. Yeah, I'm going Auburn by 3.
I'm going to go Auburn by a touchdown. I'm going to say, and I actually think it hits the over. I'm going to go.
You do?
Yeah. I'm going to go 30-23 Auburn.
Yeah. I like that. Paving the way for the Utes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know. Let's the other ranked game would be Oklahoma State. Is that really one we want to pick?
No.
We could just move to Pac-12 games.
Yeah. Also, we've got Cincinnati, Memphis. It's intriguing. 10-1 versus 10-1. Don't care though.
Yeah. How about let's go. Let's do some Pac-12. Let's save the Civil War for last before the Apple Cup.
Okay, I'm hitting Pac-12. So here.
Stanford, Notre Dame.
Oh, jeez.
At Stanford, Notre Dame's favored 16.5.
You know, I think Stanford covers. I think they play well. I don't know why, but
I do too.
Notre Dame by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, 16.5 is a lot.
I think Stanford stays in it, and then Notre Dame maybe kind of. I don't know.
It's got to hit the over because Stanford's defense is so terrible.
It's so bad. God, isn't it great? Notre Dame just irrelevant.
It's the best.
Yeah, I got Notre Dame by
go,
a couple.
Go join rounds. A conference, you.
Fuck.
God, I want to say a lot of bad go things about them.
Yeah,
but I shouldn't.
I know. Yeah, we'll save that for another time.
Colorado, Utah. Utah's favored by 28.5. I think Colorado's going to cover that, man.
You do?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of fucking points.
Well, Colorado played well last week. They're going to try to get to a bowl game. They're going to play hard. I like Utah by 17.
I like them by a little more than that. I think Utah's going to win by like 24. I think it's going to be like a 30-6 type game.
Yeah. Well, Colorado's offense certainly is not going to put many points on the board.
No.
So.
No. Over under is 49.5. I kind of think it hits the under.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Oh,
jeez. ASU by 12.5. Over under is 59.5.
I'm gonna hit the over. And I'm also gonna take Arizona State to cover.
Arizona State to cover.
Yeah. I think Arizona's a dumpster fire.
Yeah. I think ASU covers, but I'm gonna call under.
Hmm.
Rivalry game, little less offense.
Man, I tell you what, I've not been more excited in a while. Did you see that Jaden Daniels throw to that Brandon Ayuk guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, what an absolute play. That Ayuk guy is a freak. He's the one that killed us.
Yep. Yep.
He's going to be a good pro.
They've got some studs.
Yeah. God, I was absolute. That was like 3rd and 15.
What do you do? What was that number 8 or number 9, the corner on the Ducks that was just getting obliterated all game?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, the receiver is 20 yards behind you.
Yeah. Unreal.
Hacks.
Yep. Love it.
Cal, UCLA.
Yeah. UCLA is favored by 2.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Over under is 50. 50.5.
I'm going to take the over.
Over?
Yeah, but I like Cal.
I'm going to go under in UCLA.
Oh.
You like that?
Sure.
I like UCLA by a field goal and under.
I like Chase Garbers.
Chase. Civil
now
War.
Now to the big games. Ducks are favored by 19.5. That's what mine says. What's yours say?
Yep, 19.5, 65.5.
Hmm. That's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
You go first on this one. The Beans.
I'm so torn. I see a scenario where it gets into a little bit of a shootout, but I also see a scenario where the Beans just get absolutely nuked.
Steamrolled.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it being at Autzen,
you think
see that as a likely scenario.
Yeah.
my head wants to say Beans definitely cover and keep it close. And, you know, it's kind of a shootout, but I don't know, considering the Beans, I mean, statistically, Oregon's defense is better than the Huskies. And at home, we all saw what Oregon State's offense did against the Huskies, which was literally nothing. They didn't score a point.
Yeah.
Their defense scored one touchdown. That was the only points of the game.
Yeah.
Knowing how bad Oregon State's defense is.
Yep.
To be pissed coming off a loss. I do not want it to happen. And I very much want the Beans to win, but I think they get steamrolled. So I think the Ducks cover, and I think it goes over.
Yeah, I think the Ducks are going to put up a lot of points. I don't know if the Beavers will or not. I don't know. Maybe the Ducks won't put up points. I got to get off my high horse here. Last week I picked the Ducks to win by 24, and they lost.
Yeah, you just love them. You're going to go on away games and watch them. You're picking them to blow people out. I mean, what has happened to you?
I got Beans, 38-35.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Shock the world, Beans. So if you want to put some money where your mouth is, you can get Beans at plus 600 right now.
I'm flying to Vegas.
Yeah.
God, this app has got to get college football. If it does, I'm going to have to put some restrictions on my phone.
All right, the Apple Cup. So I saw on ESPN and was minus 7 UW. Yahoo's showing minus 6.5 UW. Yahoo's showing 63.5 as the over-under. What are you showing?
Minus 7 Huskies, 63.5.
Okay. So I don't know. Let's just call it minus 7.
So a touchdown?
Yep. Hmm.
Jesus. Well, that's a good – shit. I don't even want to make a pick. WWDD, what would Deb do?
I know exactly what Deb would do.
Hammer the Huskies.
Yeah. I mean,
God, my heart and my brain are in two different places here. Yeah. I'm going I think we get over 20. Start with that. I think we finally break that streak. I'm going to say 38-24 Huskies.
Okay. So 38-24, does that hit the – that's over by half a point? No, 38-24 is under.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to say under and Huskies cover. Like, I mean, pretty much similar to what you said. I mean, I'm going on the what have you done the past few years to.
Yep.
And we haven't hit 20 points. So you got to figure maybe we hit 20 on the dot. And then are the Huskies score 4 points? So I don't know. Maybe they will actually. I shouldn't say I don't think they very well may score 44 points on us. Who the hell knows? But I think they cover, and I'm gonna say the under hits. So I don't know my score prediction. I'm gonna say, what'd you say?
38-24.
I'm gonna say 31-14.
Wow, oof, that's gonna be a rough exhibition if. Man, well, grab your favorite boozes, friends, and
Strap in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be happy campers come Friday afternoon.
No, but and our problem is we expect it to happen, and then you get this hope, and you start thinking the other way, and then you get all pumped up, and which that's going to happen, and that's I guess that's sports, and that's why we love the Cougs. And
so this Hunter Bryant guy, all things considered, has had an extremely down year. He's only hit 100 yards receiving in a game twice.
Oh, he'll absolutely kill us.
What are the odds that he goes for 150 plus?
I would hit it hard. I tell you what, I can tell you right now what's going to happen. He's going to be running down the seam, and Jihad Woods is going to be 7 yards behind him, just chasing his ass. And he's going to score a